The Perils of P.E., 11:05 a.m. I could hardly wait for gym to be over so I could finally go home and change. As we were finishing up our warm-up exercises, our teacher disappeared into the storage closet. That meant only one thing. We were going to be doing some type of activity with a ball. Just great. She was going to emerge with a basketball, soccer ball, volleyball, baseball, or maybe a football. Sorry, but I was starving. The only ball I wanted to get up close and personal with right then was a juicy meatball or a savory cheese ball. Yum. Unfortunately, my food fantasy was rudely interrupted when the teacher blew her whistle and announced the most hated gym class activity known to humankind. Dodgeball. Then our teacher threw the balls out on the gym floor and the game began. All the athletic kids immediately scrambled for a ball. Being the first person out is the ultimate humiliation. Everyone jeers and makes the L for loser sign with their fingers while you slowly do your walk of shame to the bleachers. I wasn't about to let that happen to me. Again. But just in case it did, I had tucked my diary and pen inside my shirt so I could make good use of my downtime on the bleachers. I immediately noticed Jessica staring at me the way a hungry snake stares at a mouse. And yikes! Unfortunately for me, she had a ball in her hands. Suddenly, she took off running toward me. I bobbed and weaved through the crossfire of flying balls like a pro until she somehow trapped me in a corner. Ha! There's nowhere to run now, she grinned. Eat rubber, dork! She threw the ball at me, but I ducked just in the nick of time. As the ball ricocheted off the wall, her eyes got as large as saucers. Uh-oh, she whimpered and quickly turned to try to run away. But the ball smacked her right on her butt. Whop! You're out! You're out! A boy cried gleefully as he pointed at her. Yes! I shouted in triumph as I did my Snoopy happy dance right there on the gym floor. Jessica was the first person out of the game! While the other kids taunted Jessica, I leaned against the wall to catch my breath. Chloe and Zoe excitedly ran up to me and gave me high fives. OMG, Chloe cried. I thought Jessica had you for sure. Nikki, just take deep breaths, Zoe huffed. You sound like you're hyperventilating.
I'm fine, I panted. But that was close. I thought I was dead.
We'd only been standing there for a few seconds. Then before I could even scream, watch out, a group of jocks started whipping balls at us like we were giant teddy bears in a carnival arcade game or something. OMG, we could feel the rush of cool air as the balls whizzed by, just missing our heads. Chloe, Zoe, and I just froze like deer in headlights.
Well, girlfriends, it's the three of us against the world. And personally, I think we're doomed,
Chloe groaned.
Come on, guys, don't give up yet, Zoe said. If we're moving targets, they'll have a harder time hitting us. Scatter. And whatever you do, don't stop running.
So we took off in different directions, running around the gym like headless chickens. We ran in circles, zigzags, and swirls, and that strategy really seemed to work, because somehow my BFFs and I managed to survive the game. Soon it was down to just the three of us and a few others.
This was the longest we had ever lasted.
That's when we started to really get into the game. We were running, catching, throwing, and dodging like Olympians. It was actually a lot of fun. Until Mackenzie suddenly appeared out of nowhere and screamed,
Hey, Maxwell, eat this.
She threw the ball at me as hard as she could.
And then, wham!
OMG! I got hit right in the face! It felt like that ball was going 100 miles an hour.
Suddenly, everything was hazy and in slow motion. I tried to walk to the bleachers, but my legs felt all squishy like jelly. Something was wrong. Very wrong. My BFF's voices sounded really, really far away, almost like an echo.
Nikki! Zoe cried. Someone get the teacher!
Oh no! Chloe screamed. I think she's hurt! Help!
My head was spinning like crazy, and so was the room. That's when I lost my balance and felt myself falling. Then everything went pitch black.